Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you listen to my Game Gems podcast. The Nintendo Wii needs no introduction, being one of the most famous and best-selling game consoles of all time. But among its list of successful game titles like Wii Sports, Super Mario Galaxy, and The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, there was one very unique game officially licensed by Nintendo that released during the first year since the launch of the Wii, and that game is Endless Ocean. Endless Ocean, known as Forever Blue in Japan, released in late 2007, acting as a spiritual successor to the Everblue duology of games released on the PlayStation 2 in the early 2000s. The game involves the player scuba diving throughout various ocean ecosystems throughout the South Pacific, where you must discover and log all the sea creatures you find, as well as uncover the occasional sunken treasure. As you travel throughout the ocean on your boat, your ultimate goal was to find the legendary whale known as the White Mother, a large albino blue whale. Other than discovering creatures living beneath the waves, you can also find a few other animals resting on your boat occasionally, like various species of penguins, seals, and seabirds. And if you're lucky, you can befriend some dolphins and orcas you encounter while diving, then teach them tricks on the water's surface, or take them on your adventures beneath the sea with you. You can also access a large aquarium which you can populate with the sea creatures you have identified. Endless Ocean also features a very unique soundtrack, where songs performed by the New Zealand singer, Hayley Westenra, can play while diving. And one song in particular, Prayer, composed and originally performed by Secret Garden, is used as the game's title screen theme, and was even used during the game's promotional trailers. Beyond these songs, the player also has the option to transfer their own songs saved in MP3 format via an SD card, so they can listen to them in-game while diving. Endless Ocean later received a sequel game on the Wii in 2009 under the title Forever Blue, Call of the Ocean in Japan, then eventually released the following year in other regions under the title Endless Ocean 2, Adventures of the Deep in Europe, or Endless Ocean Blue World in North America. This sequel also happened to be the highest rated game of the series. Then much more recently, in 2024, a new installment in the Endless Ocean series released on the Nintendo Switch over a decade later since the last game, with this entry being given the title Endless Ocean Luminous. Though this game plays mostly identically to the previous games in the series, it also features various mythical and extinct sea creatures for you to discover, and even allows for up to 30 players to dive together. On a more personal note, the original Endless Ocean is one of my favourite games on the Wii, and holds a very special place in my heart, because it deepened my interest in wildlife, and it showed that the ocean was not a place to be feared, but rather, to be understood. Join me again next time.